85-year-old John Martin of Arcadia, California, bequeathed a gift to the University of Redlands today that the school has been angling for more than a decade. It is not Mr. Martin's estate or some huge financial bequest. It is a license plate, a vanity plate. More to the point, it is the word on that vanity license plate. The word is Yahoo. And here to explain the special significance of that word Yahoo to the U of R is Linda Grinnell, Director of Public Relations at the University of Redlands. Welcome to the program, Ms. Grinnell. I gather the story begins back in 1920.
It does begin in 1920 when a student here named Merle Waterman created a nonsense cheer that would be chanted at all of our football games and now is chanted literally around the world whenever University of Redlands alumni see each other, and it's called the Octomolly.
Octomolly. Give us some of it.
Octomolly, gazelle, gazumpty, yumpty, yada, yahoo. It turns out that our president, Jim Appleton, came to school one day with Octomolly on his license plate. This was about 10 years ago, and as time went on, various other administrators started getting the other words, which were readily available. Not many people request a word like gazump on their license plate. Until we came to Yahoo, which was, as you can imagine, not available.
Yahoo was, in fact, John Martin's license plate.
That's correct. We went through the police department with a lengthy letter explaining that we weren't just crazy here. We really were interested in seeing his license plate because we had been running these in our alumni publication, which you won't be surprised to hear is called the Octomolly.
Well, what did Mr. Martin say after you contacted him?
Oh, he was just a pleasure. He had gotten the plate 35 years ago. It was one of the first plates ever issued in the state of California. And for him, it represented his interest in the Old West and horseback riding, as in Yahoo! He told us he was 84 years old, and he wouldn't be driving for that much longer. And he had always wondered what would happen to his license plates, and he was happy to know that they would have a home in Redlands.
And I gather Yahoo actually was, it really was in demand, not just because Mr. Martin had it. The net company wanted it as well.
Well, yes, that's what Mr. Martin told me, that he had been asked for that plate by numerous people, including Yahoo.com.
But he gave it to the University of Redlands.
Well, yes, he did. And, you know, it was obviously a great story and something that's been, I think, very memorable for him.
So now, actually, at the University of Redlands, I might see in an administrative building parking lot all of these cars parked next to each other and the license plates, one after another, would read.
Octomolly, gazelle, gazump, diump, diyada, yahoo.
This, of course, is only the first line of the University of Redlands, too. Second line?
Ink, demink, diump, diray, yahoo.
Well, you've got the Yahoo taken care of already.
We got the Yahoo, we got the Dump, but it's going to be a while before we get all the others. And then we have to get to Wing Wang, Tricky Tracky, Poo Foo, Juicy Woozy, Skizzle Wazzle, Wang Tang, Orky Porky, Dominorky. It'll take a while.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's always nice to check in at the university to see what's new. Linda Grinnell, Director of Public Relations at the University of Redlands in California.